everybody. Phil Buckmaster, along with my friend John Couch. Mr. Couch is sitting in for the vacationing Ray Allen. Ray's over in the San Diego area enjoying some cool weather. John will be producing and engineering our show on the other side of the glass on this Tuesday, July 26th, 2016. As usual, we have a very full hour for you. Randy Seraglio from the Center for Biological Diversity, which is based here in Tucson, will be our leadoff guest. Shelly Fishman will be coming up at about 20 minutes past the hour, and Shelly's giving me a kind of a middle-of-the-road, static kind of market update for the market today. Flat is the word, right, Shelly? And then coming up, we'll be talking with our friend at Visit Tucson, Dan Gibson. It's our Tucson Fox Theater Arts Report. Then Eric Gibbs joins us. Eric is the president of the Tucson Association of Realtors. The housing market's starting to pick up a little bit. But right now, Randy Seraglio from the Center for Biological Diversity. He's back on the job after three lovely weeks in the high country. He's come back to a basically rainless July and really hot temperatures for this time of year. How you doing, Randy?
I'm fine. I don't understand how it could be this hot and this humid and not actually rain, though. That's the problem.
You know, all right. It's coming up on, let's see, I've been in town this time around 28 years, and same house in the foothills. We have never had a July where it did not rain once, not a drop of rain.
Yeah.
So this is really weird.
It is pretty weird, and considering all the rain we had in June, it's even weirder.
So we had either depending on who you talk to, the wettest June or the second wettest. But anyway, it went from, it's almost like it was really weird, like the monsoon ended on June 30th.
It's what we're seeing with climate change is disruption of normal climatic patterns. And
really
this is to
weird.
Be expected, really.
All right, a couple of issues the Center for Biological Diversity is involved with. The Veneto project, this would be a 28,000-home development plan in Benson. My friend Chris Moncaida, who is on the city council over there, he and his colleagues, they love this project. But you've got concerns, as do other environmentalists, about the San Pedro River and the wildlife that depend on the river.
Yeah, the San Pedro River is the last free-flowing river in the desert southwest. It's an incredibly important part of our natural heritage here in Arizona. And it is under threat by all sorts of factors, including, you know, drought and climate change, you know, some of the stuff we were just talking about. And the scale of this development is so completely out of proportion with the town of Benson and with the natural surroundings that it will do a lot of damage. There's no question about it. And we want the federal agencies who are responsible for, you know, managing these issues and these laws that are in play to do their jobs. And now it looks like the Fish and Wildlife Service will consult on impacts to endangered species and to the river.
Yeah, there was a July 20th letter just very recently, a week or so ago, that's really put this project, the building permit is kind of on hold then right now, isn't it?
Yeah, they want to suspend the permit while they take a closer look at what the real impacts are going to be. You know, there was a permit issued more than 10 years ago for a project in the same area that was much smaller. And, of course, things have changed since then. We've had 10 more years of drought, and also new species have been listed for protection under the Endangered Species Act. And we have a better understanding of, you know, hydrology and the threats to the river. And with the new science in play, it just doesn't make any sense to just continue, you know, whistling past the graveyard and pretending that this project is going to be okay.
The final master plan for this project, by the way, this is not only huge from terms of homes, but you've got a golf course that's envisioned, vineyards, schools, lakes, medical facilities, and commercial and office space. So it really is a huge project.
Yeah, they call it Tuscany in the desert. And I'm sorry, if you want Tuscany, you should move to Italy. You shouldn't be in the desert because it doesn't belong there.
What's going on with Rosemont? The Rosemont, we've been talking about Rosemont for what seems like forever. It first came up in 2007. There were a couple from an environmentalist point of view, like you, Randy Seraglio. There were a setback or two recently.
Yeah, well, you know, these mining battles drag on for a long time.
Some of them go on 20 years.
Yeah, it's true, and longer than that even. And, you know, this one's been going for almost 10 years, which, you know, is about average, even without litigation. And this one is definitely headed for litigation. There's no question about that. It's already underway. So, the permit decisions that are, you know, being fought over right now are the air quality permit under the Clean Air Act, which was overturned on appeal by an Arizona Superior Court judge. And then when it was appealed at the higher level by the company, the Court of Appeals overturned that decision. So, it's going back and forth. It could be appealed again to the Arizona Supreme Court. So we'll see what happens with that.
So the air quality issue is still in play.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you know what? The Clean Air Act is one of the most successful environmental laws we've ever had. It protects public health. It dramatically cleaned up our air in this country. And when we see mining companies deploying fleets of lawyers to evade the law, it really gives us pause. I mean, it's something that will affect every Tucsonan.
I know Hud Bay Minerals, the Toronto, Ontario-based company that is proposing to build now the mine, they have been not that enthusiastic right now about the Rosemont project, and I think all you have to do is look at the price of copper.
Yeah, and, you know, the industry is in a catastrophic state of oversupply. You know, there was a situation a few years ago where the price of copper went up and it was all in, and now the price has crashed and it's fold them up. So tens of thousands of people are losing their jobs. Major mining corporations cutting billions of dollars from their operating costs all around the world. It's just the absolute worst time to try to build a new mine.
An animal that, to say the least, is rare for the United States of America, a jaguar, is in the habitat area. We know of one, right?
Yes, and there are rumors of others, though, as usual. I mean, these are very cryptic animals, and there are sightings, and you never know which ones are valid and which ones aren't, but there have been some pretty pretty excellent rumors
lately. One or maybe two, hopefully more, are trying to establish an historic range.
Yeah, historically, jaguars lived as far north as the Grand Canyon in Arizona, and they lived throughout our state, many different places. There's still a lot of good habitat for them in the mountains of southern Arizona, and a lot of that habitat, 750,000 acres, is protected as critical habitat to ensure the survival and recovery of jaguars in the United States. And Rosemont is sited square in the middle of that habitat and right in the middle of a major wildlife corridor that is actually crucial for all jaguars returning to the United States to try to, you know, recover former territories that their ancestors always lived in for thousands of years.
Randy Seraglio, would that be at the heart, this issue around this very endangered animal, for this country anyway, very endangered, would that be at the heart of the litigation that you have already put the federal government on notice that could be coming?
Yes, we filed a 60-day notice of intent to sue the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for basically not doing their job to protect jaguars, but also several other species. There are a dozen different threatened and endangered species that would be harmed by the Rosemont mine. And, our goal and our mission is to protect those species. It just makes no sense to trade away extinction, which is forever, for the short-term possible economic benefits of a mine. And we know for a fact that mining is a boom-bust operation. And when that mine closes up shop, people in Tucson are going to be left with the bill for cleaning up the water, cleaning up the air when it's polluted by that mine. And, of course, if species go extinct as a result of this mine, there's no fixing that.
There is precedent, isn't there, when you're talking about an animal like the jaguar, and then being involved in legal action, there's precedent that can halt a mining operation.
Well, you know, we have gone to bat.
Or is there?
Well, I mean, the thing with jaguars is we have gone to bat for them for 25 years, but it took a long time just to get them listed in the United States and to get these legal protections for them, and then also to secure the critical habitat. This is the first major test, really, of that designation.
And that will be a huge story, national story, certainly from an environmental point, if this suit then goes forward. You have to do like a notice to the government.
So we gave a 60-day notice. We outlined our basic issues, and anytime after, right around the 1st of September, the lawsuit would be ripe. And you know, we're kind of waiting for some other shoes to drop here with Rosemont. That could happen in the near future. There's a couple other permits that are still outstanding and some other agencies that have to make decisions. But either way, this battle is going to drag on, and we are not going to back down.
All right, Randy Seraglio from the Center for Biological Diversity, which actually began, based here in Tucson, but began over in an area that is one of our fine sponsors, Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico.
Yes.
That's an area you know very well.
Yeah, well, the Gila Wilderness is one of the jewels.
I think it was one of the first national wilderness.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, our friends over there want me to tell you, our listeners, about what they've got going on over there this week, Randy. They've got, they do a festival that has to do with everything to do with pottery. It's called the Clay Festival. It's going on this week. It would make for a good road trip. You can get over there in about 3 hours to Silver City, and there are great places to stay, like Little Toad Creek Inn, Pinos Altos Cabins, the full listing of the many places to stay, and the many things to do, like Randy was just saying, hiking in the Gila this time of year. They actually, unlike Tucson, have had some good rains over there.
Well, so it's about 25 degrees cooler.
25 degrees cooler, and it's really greened up. Randy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
SouthwestNewMexico.org for more about Silver City. We'll be right back.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York. And easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world. You can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we consult with certified financial planner, Mr. Shelly Fishman, who joins us right now in studio. Shelly's here every Tuesday, right about exactly this time.
You are so good with your schedule, Bill.
That's right. The trains run on time in Switzerland and here on the Buckmaster Show.
And the only two places in the world.
Yeah, there you go. Shelly, if someone has a certified financial planner, I say congratulations. It's good that someone has one. I hope it's with you, but it is good to have someone advising you in this day and age.
Well, it's not just good. It's really kind of essential. And if that person is a CFP professional, then you have some guarantee of two things. One, that they are up to date on their education and that they're constantly being required to renew their credentials. But the other thing is, you know that they will accept fiduciary responsibility for you and your account when they're acting as financial planners, and therefore they are required to put your interests ahead of their own, and that's a very good thing.
Do you, meaning the client, does the client then have, what are their responsibilities?
Oh, what a great question.
Kind of the tables turned.
Yeah. So keep in mind that everything that you do in relationship with your financial advisor is somewhat mechanical. Some of the inputs are mechanical. Some of the trades that you do are mechanical. Some of the if you're doing a financial plan, all of that input stuff is mechanical. It's what you do on the computer. It's subject to discussions that you have between you and the client, and mistakes can get made. Ultimately, it is your account. So when you, for instance, get a trade confirmation. Now, Bill, when you get trade confirmations on your account, you read every word, right?
No.
No, nobody does.
No.
And yet, mistakes do get made.
And probably not just that confirmation, but what about even the quarterly statements?
Especially the quarterly statements that go into some pretty
good detail.
Lots of line items.
But how many people probably just skim over it, look at the bottom line?
You look at the first page.
Did I
in
make
a beginning
any
this
money?
Period
yeah.
and ending
money?
This period. Right. Did
but
I make
you don't
any money?
Look
did
at
I lose
anything
any?
Else?
Right. And so if there's been a mistake that's made by your broker-dealer or made by your advisor in processing those trades or the advisor's assistant in processing those trades, it's somebody's responsibility to catch that mistake. Now, does the advisor have some responsibility? You bet. But ultimately, it's your responsibility as the client. So, now, do you go through every line item on a quarterly report? No, but what you should be doing is making sure that you meet with that advisor on a regular basis so that when you're reviewing the status of your account, the instructions that you expect that advisor to be processing on your behalf, that you then face-to-face with the forms in front of you can review progress. If you do it every quarter, great. If you do it every 6 months, not so great. If you wait to do it once a year and you catch a mistake, let's say you catch a mistake in, you know, okay, so in April, your accountant calls you and says, how come you sold this back last October and incurred a large capital gain?
Surprise.
Didn't your advisor tell you that that was something that was going to cost you 15 or 20% of your gain?
And then you call the advisor and say, we didn't decide
to do that, did we? So there are so many ways that it is your responsibility to really work with your advisor to make sure that your instructions are being followed and that there's nothing being overlooked in some of those discussions that you have. There's also a possibility that those instructions were correctly entered and somehow misconstrued or just done incorrectly by the broker-dealer. And if you take a look at your quarterly statement, I guarantee you there's some fine print at the end of that quarterly statement that says, if you don't correct any mistakes here within 30 days, we're not responsible.
I bet you're right. If you wanted to get out like the magnifying glass and see that very fine print, it probably does say that.
Now,
you know it
fine
does.
Print can say a lot of things. And that doesn't mean it's necessarily either the right thing, the moral thing, the ethical thing. But it also doesn't mean that if you catch the mistake, even if it's after that 30 days or 60 days or whatever the fine print says, that they won't do the right thing. After all, you know, the financial services industry is one of the most regulated and in some cases reviled industries you hear it today, you hear it yesterday, you heard it last week, you know, about Wall Street not doing the right thing. We've heard so much about the new fiduciary rules and that the financial industry has fought them tooth and nail. Why would the financial industry want to fight rules that are good for the client?
Because
they feel threatened by some of those rules,
and
they're afraid that the changes required by those rules might be very, very expensive for them. But you have to be, as a consumer, you have to be so careful.
And what about these prospectus updates that come? Usually they're some of them can be pretty thick.
Yeah.
And should you take a look at that? Why are they sent to you?
Well, they're sent to you because the law requires the 1935 Paper Act, or 36, I can never remember, Paper Act requires that when you are investing in new issues, and keep in mind, every time you invest in a traditional mutual fund, that is a new issue under the Paper Act. That they have to send you a prospectus, and the prospectus changes every 6 months, every year, whatever. There are updates, and they're required to send those to you. And if you haven't signed up for electronic delivery, you get a package, and you open it up, and your eyes roll into the back of your head, and you say, why do I really need to know about this? But on page 73 of that prospectus, in the very finest print, it says, oh, we changed our business from internet operations to making ski boots.
So,
and you should know that.
Yeah. Actually, it is kind of interesting to take a quick look at it because it shows what this particular fund, some of the areas they're invested in.
And if you don't want to do that research, every time you get one of those things in the mail, guess who you should call? Call your advisor and say, hey, I just got this new prospectus. Is there anything there I should worry about or I should be concerned about? And then guess whose responsibility it is to open up his or her envelope, because they get them too,
yep.
And make sure that he's at least or she's at least done some cursory inspection to make sure, hey, this isn't just a routine or it's just a routine update.
Is there a certain are there certain rights that you should keep in mind as a client that you have? Your rights or lack of them as a client.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Bill, because you do have certain rights, and those rights are delineated in the agreement that you have made with your financial advisor. And especially if your account is what's called an advisory account, whereby you are paying that advisor not on a per transaction basis, but on an annual basis, then you have certain rights. However, those rights may be abrogated or abridged in some ways that you're not aware. For instance, again, back down in that fine print, you might find that your right to sue the company doesn't exist, that you only have the right to mandatory or guaranteed arbitration, which means that you are sitting there in a room with people who are professionals in the financial business, and you're not.
All right, so, Shelley.
You know, what chance do you have of coming out, you know, equal or ahead in that kind of situation?
Good information as usual. Shelley Fishman, we can find you at buckmastershow.com. There's a link to you, and you do return phone calls.
I do.
In a very prompt manner. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at SOAZNewsX.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Amma Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday as we talk with Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes heads up the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Also, historian Ken Scoville with the latest on downtown renovation. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We've got worldwide live streaming, podcasts, and archive on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Welcome back to Buckmaster Show Arts Report, sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. Every audience member must be certain to sit up straight on August the 5th because Sister returns to guide us down the righteous path in Sister's Summer School Catechism. That's coming to the Fox. And then August 17th, what a big show planned when you've got the award-winning, Grammy Award-winning Gypsy Kings coming to town. So it's going to be a great August. Visit foxtucson.com to view the full schedule and to purchase tickets to see Sister Summer School Catechism on August 5th. The Power Up Against Cancer event, August 6th. A 2 p.m. showing of Disney and Pixar's feature film Up on Sunday, August 7th, the classic film Rio Bravo, August 13th, Gypsy Kings, opening act will be Galen Weston Band on August 17th, Domino, a Van Morrison experience Saturday, August 20th, and the quintessential summer film Ferris Bueller's Day Off on Saturday, August 27th. Again, for more information, foxtucson.com. Let's welcome Visit Tucson's Dan Gibson. And Dan, who says there's nothing to do in Tucson in the summertime?
Well, even, I mean, there's Chris Isaac is this week, you know.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, right?
Right.
At the Fox. I mean,
yep.
The Beatles tribute.
Yep. There are a few, few tickets left to the Chris Isaac event, by the way.
I want to get those now. People should maybe listen to the rest of the show.
For sure.
Then go get the tickets for
so
Chris Isaac.
What else do we have outside of all these great activities at the Fox?
Well, you know what? There's a lot going on at the Tucson Museum of Art. I feel like there's always something really good going on at the Tucson Museum of Art, but they've got a great doubleheader right now. They have the Splendors of Woven Art, Oriental Rugs and Textiles from the Reza Omnivar Collection. It's a really incredible show. It's magnificent antique rugs, textiles for wedding, dowry pieces, storage bags. It's an incredible collection from the 1800s to 1950 from a dozen countries. Incredible. If you're a fan of rug work, you're the person looking through Oriental rugs all the time, wondering how you could possibly afford such a thing, see ones that are even more expensive at the Tucson Museum of Art. But also, it's Corbett House Day starting on July 26th. Have you been down to the Janox Corbett House next to Tucson Museum of Art?
I have, and there is some exciting news there, and we'll have more. You're going to tell us a little bit about it, and then tomorrow on the show, historian Ken Scoville joins us to kind of really go into some diving deep into the whole good news around renovations planned for Corbett House.
Oh, absolutely. It's a spectacular building. I was down there yesterday. They're doing a Twilight evening tour on August 4th with live music on the Corbett porch. They're doing a closing dinner. You can also see the Corbett House. They're doing daily tours during museum hours. All that's at TucsonMuseumOfArt.org. I won't blow Ken's cover there. He can cover the rest of it. Also, you know, if you have children or you're just a child at heart, Loft Kids Fest is still going on. Today we missed The Little Prince, but tomorrow the Powerpuff Girls movie is showing. Tales of the Night is coming up. Also, Looney Tunes on the big screen. You want to relive your youth seeing classic Warner Brothers characters. That's July 29th. Also got great movies in general. They're doing a tribute to the films of Nicolas Cage, so you can catch Raising Arizona there on Thursday. Also, they're wrapping up the complete Studio Ghibli retrospective with, I think, the film that's showing there right now is When Marnie Was There. So if you want a glimpse into the brilliance of Japanese animation, all that at loftcinema.com. Got time for one more, Bill?
I certainly do. One or two more, actually, Mr. Gibson.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I feel like it's such a spacious... I got so much room to breathe.
You've got room to breathe now. Today, sir. Yes.
This Friday night at the Rialto Theater, if you enjoy dancing to contemporary and amazing Latin music, Los Master Plus is playing. They are a dynamic showman duo from Guadalajara, Mexico. They take in electronic music, rap, hip-hop, but also Mexican folklorico music, Tejano, cumbia, all this stuff. All this music sort of blended together. It's where Radiohead and Daft Punk meet Los Huracanes del Norte. El Comanche and Larry Mullen, the two members, they'll be rocking the stage. Also DJ Dirty Verbs, Santa Pachita, and Mono Sound. It's only $12 to $15. General admission, all ages. Grab the kids, you know, shake your whatever part of body you want to Los Masters Plus the Rialto. Information of that, rialtotheater.com. Also, they got a great lineup of stuff all the time. I would say, if I was throwing one more thing out there, and this is mildly selfish, Borderlands Brewery on August 9th, on Tuesday, August 9th, is hosting a fundraiser. This band, The Riverside, is playing. They're a great sort of, if you enjoy the Lumineers or the Avett Brothers or, you know, all those sort of bands with banjos that came out a few years ago. Food, raffle, music's $10. They're raising money for the Children's Clinic Adaptive Recreation Fund, which is a spectacular cause to get bikes for special needs kids through the Children's Clinic, and they're doing a great job of that. Check that out. You can find it out on Facebook, or you just show up at Borderlands at 6 p.m. on August 9th.
Wasn't the governor's tourism conference held within the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think it was. It's all a blur now. I think it was last week.
But what,
the week before.
What did I read on Facebook about you being honored with an award?
Well, the organization was honored. I'm just a minor part of a large machine here. But we did win the Governor's Tourism Award for Media and Public Relations for our efforts in the culinary space. We obviously spent the last year really, the City of Gastronomy thing made a big difference. But we were talking about food before that as well. So, yeah, our PR department, Mary Rittman and I, were the ones who went up there to get it. And it's all organization effort, though. It says Visit Tucson, the trophy. I'm just happy to be a part of something bigger than myself in that way.
Well, the culinary piece, along with arts, are really being emphasized, and I'm very pleased they are by Visit Tucson, aren't they, Dan Gibson?
We're giving it our best. You know, people, I don't know if people all know, we have a new website that went up last week. Lots of stuff about arts. We wanted to make sure that people have an opportunity to check out great galleries, to see great artists' work, to understand, you know, arts are a big part of Tucson culture, you know, food as well. That's what makes any place a special place to live is having something unique and distinct about the space, and I think both our food and the arts scene here really are a big part of that. It's partially getting people to come here, but also we want to make people proud of the place they live.
And you're getting interest from all over the world. Well, certainly even European interest in this this latest culinary designation, correct?
The UNESCO. Yeah, there was an article in The Guardian, the mm-hmm. London newspaper, on Sunday about the UNESCO City Gastronomy. There's stuff coming up. Tons and tons of stuff coming up, which is exhausting for me, but a good thing for the work we do. But yeah, right. It's been remarkable. I think it's an excellent, you know, UNESCO may not be the biggest brand to people in America, but across the world, you know, people make their vacation plans to go to, you know, UNESCO World Heritage Sites, out of these cities of, you know, creative cities, which the City of Gastronomy is one. It's a great opportunity. We're trying to make the most of it if we can.
Thank you very much, Dan Gibson. I'm going to tell the people now about some more activities coming up at the Fox.
Excellent. You should do that.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson. They do have a new website. You can get there. Just Google Visit Tucson. It will come up there for you. This week's
Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. There are only a few tickets left for tomorrow night's show, Chris Isaak. First comes the night tour, and Sister returns to guide us down the righteous path in Sister's Summer School Catechism on August the 5th. August 17th, the Fox Theater welcomes the Grammy Award-winning Gypsy Kings. That's going to be a fantastic concert. Domino, a Van Morrison experience, takes the stage Saturday, August the 20th. So enjoy an August of entertainment and support your Fox Tucson Theater by purchasing tickets to see animated feature films, classic films presented on the big screen, live world-class performances, and, of course, community events. For more information, to view the full Fox Theater schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit foxtucson.com. Coming up next on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI with live streaming at kvoi.com and buckmastershow.com, Eric Gibbs talking about Tucson's real estate market. Mr. Gibbs is the president of the Tucson Association of Realtors. He is next on this Tuesday edition of Buckmaster. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm a passionate traveler visiting more than 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 5 airlines flying to 18 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, Alan Schultz from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you're sure to find a business you can trust. Whether you need a quote from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by Green Things. What a great full-service operation they have over there at 3384 East River Road. Last Thursday night, some kind of a micro wind burst. I wish there had been rain with it. Blew over our evergreen on the back patio. Giant pot just shattered. So what are we going to do? We go to Green Things, say we need a huge pot. You know, this thing will not fit in the car for sure. So the team at Green Things, no problem. Two fine young men delivered it, planted the evergreen for us. And end of story, what a great job Green Things does. Just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, check out their website, greenthingsaz.com. Well, no one is ready to uncork any champagne, but Tucson real estate industry observers say there has been some very good improvement in the first 6 months of this year. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show. Liveline, Eric Gibbs joins us. Mr. Gibbs is the president of the Tucson Association of Realtors. Eric, how are you?
I'm great, and thank you for having me on today.
So how would you characterize this first half of the year in Tucson?
Impressive, strong. We've seen a lot of strong buying, buyers out there purchasing homes for the last 6 months. So it's been good. It really has.
Talk a little bit about sales of single-family homes. How did they do over the first 6 months?
Well, they've actually done quite well over the last 6 months. Our prices have appreciation has gone up. We've seen some of our medium sale price jump to $190,000 as of the end of June. So it's a 6.15% increase. And so that kind of tells you that the market is showing, improvements, over time and not just jumping out, the market is just not growing fast, it's a steady pace, which is really important in order to keep the market stabilized.
How about the average new home sales price, Eric?
The average, new home sale price, that is right now at, $234,000 is the average, and that's an increase of 9.55% over May. So that's a huge number right there.
You know, the sales of single family homes jumped 7% in June compared to May, and were strongly ahead of 2015. You had sales totaling over 1,600. That's 11% more than in June of 2015. Eric, what do you attribute this bounce to? We have been slow to recover in the Tucson area, maybe one of the slower markets in the country. What do you attribute this to?
You've got a number of things that have contributed to this. You've had, people moving in from outside of the Arizona market. You have, the announcement of Caterpillar moving here. So that's helping with job. You're also seeing a influx of commercial building going on, which means businesses are coming in, means more jobs, as well as interest rates have stayed low. There was, in the early part of the year, there was talk that we were going to see some interest rates go up. I think we saw a little movement back in January, and then again the interest rates dropped again. And it was I just read here lately that we're not going to see another, increase in interest rates until September. So those all kind of help with, with buyers making the decision to move forward and making a purchase. So it makes it, you know, our market healthy and strong.
I know that pending sales, Eric Gibbs, are an indicator, aren't they? They're kind of they're really the only forward-looking indicator in your business. And there were about 2,400 at the end of June. That's an increase itself, a pretty good increase, isn't it, Eric, from 2015?
It is. It's a huge increase, and you know, mainly what that means to your listeners is that these are sales that have not closed yet and will close in the next few months. Our close dates are, you know, used to be 30 days and now out to 45 and 50 days. And so that contributes to some of those high numbers of why you're seeing a high pending number. But yeah, we're going to see a lot of these close, you know, in the month of July, August, and September.
Yeah, and that is an increase, by the way, that figure I mentioned of about 14% increase from 2015. So that's a very impressive number. And one thing we do need to talk about, and this is important, I know, Eric, in your business, it's the current housing inventory situation. Could you give us an update on that?
Yes, the inventory has been shrinking over the last more than several months. You know, we started to see the decrease probably about March. We started to see the numbers dwindle, and that's important because now what happens is as you have more buyers, you get less inventory, you run into a shortage, and that can also take and drive up prices, can a number of offers on a property. What you're seeing is that you're kind of seeing some of the remnants of 2007, 2008, 2009, where people bought houses and they're still upside down or they're at the break-even point, which means they still can't put it on the market to buy or move up. Although we did see some increases in move-up buyers last month because of our price range of 200 to 299 was very strong at 26%, but we still need more inventory in order to get first-time home buyers to buy and to get sellers to move up to the next level. And so I don't know how that's going to fare out in the next few months. And we, you know, this is summertime. It, you know, schools start getting ready to start, and that could tend to slow people making the decision to put their houses on the market.
If someone's been in an apartment and they don't really, they've been shying away, Eric Gibbs, they've been shying away from getting into a home, this really is a good time, isn't it, to get for first time buyers?
It's an excellent time. The market is strong with price points of 150 to 200 and even higher, not to mention the interest rates are still low. And so it's a great time to, get out and purchase a home. You could probably, buy a home and pay less in the mortgage than what you were paying for rent.
How about your own situation? How long have you been a realtor, sir?
I've been a realtor now going on close to 10 years.
And why did you get into the business? What was it, Eric, that resonated this profession? Why did you want to go into it?
Well, I wanted to go into it. First, my mother was a realtor back in Southern California when I was in my late teenage years or early teenage years. She was a realtor, and I saw her, do this business and enjoy it. I've traveled around. I was in the Navy for 14 years, and I've been in management for well over 20 plus years. And so what I found myself wanted to do was to help people achieve their dream. And it's a passion of mine. You know, I got into this business when the market, just before the market crashed. And I rode the ride, and I'm still here because I enjoy this business of helping people achieve home ownership. And I've learned a lot in the last 10 years, and I still feel very strongly about the industry and what we have to offer, not only to our potential buyers, sellers, but we also to our current clients. And you know, with that, that's why I'm a realtor. It's because I love doing this business.
And you rode out really the hard times. You kind of got into it when the bottom fell out. So many realtors decided this was just, they couldn't hack it financially, and they went to the sidelines. But you were there the whole time.
I will be honest with you. There's times when I thought that people told me I should have got out of the business, and I just couldn't, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't leave it. I kept saying, there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's a long tunnel, but I keep seeing that light.
People can find out more information, I guess, by going to the Tucson Association of Realtors website. That would be a good place, wouldn't it, Eric?
It would be. It definitely would be. Yes.
Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on.
All right. That's Eric Gibbs. Mr. Gibbs is the president of the Tucson Association of Realtors, and they do have all sorts of good information on their website if you're thinking about getting into the, maybe becoming a home buyer, first-time home buyer, or if you're looking to sell. There's information on how long prices and how long your home might be on the market on average before you do get a buyer. Coming up tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, we have Dr. Victoria Mazes, always a popular interview. She's with us once a month. She's one of 24 people who contribute. She contributes on help and our full list of contributors on my website, buckmastershow.com. And as we were speaking with Dan Gibson, we were alluding to the fact that historian Ken Scoville comes on the program tomorrow. He'll have some really interesting updates about downtown renovation and how things are really turning around in our downtown area. Coming up this afternoon, it's 4 Tucson at 4. Mike Shaw hosts that program, and then we do start it all over again with lots of local talk. 3 hours in the morning, Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8, then Chris DeSimone and a different guest host with Chris each day from 8 to 9. Then I'm back, 12:04, for the Buckmaster Show. Until then, on behalf of my fine engineer-producer today, John Couch, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.